ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, chapter 30, text number 6. And the chapter is entitled The Activities of the Parshetas. Please repeat. Kashishnuna kanaka kanaka varna vibhushanena Brajat kapola vadano vilasat kirita Astayuder anucharer munibi surendre Asevito garuda kinara gita kirti Kashisnuna shining Kanaka, gold, Varna, colored, Vibhushanena, with ornaments, Brajat, shining, Kapola, forehead, Vadana, his face, Vilasat, dazzling, Kirita, his helmet, Asta, eight, Ayudai, with weapons, Anucharai, by followers, Munibi, by great sages, Sura Indrai, by demigods, Asevita, served, Garuda, by Garuda, Kinara, inhabitant of the Kinara planet. Gita, sung, Kirti, his glories. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. This desk is a little too high, I feel like hiding behind. That's because this is supposed to be higher, so I guess tomorrow or some other day when the decoration of the transformed Vyasasana is done, then we will be in a normal position. The Lord's face was very beautiful, and his head was decorated with a shining helmet and golden ornaments. The helmet was dazzling and was very beautifully situated on his head. The Lord had 8 arms, which each held a particular weapon. The Lord was surrounded by demigods, great sages and other associates. These were all engaged in his service. Garuda, the carrier of the Lord, glorified the Lord with Vedic hymns by flapping his wings. Different ways of glorifying the Lord. He does it by flapping his wings. Garuda appeared to be an inhabitant of the planet known as Kinara Loka, where there are many inhabitants with wings. Please repeat. The Lord's face was very beautiful. And his head was decorated with a shining helmet and golden ornaments. The helmet was dazzling and was very beautifully situated on his head. The Lord had 8 arms, which each held a particular weapon. The Lord was surrounded by demigods, great sages and other associates. These were all engaged in his service. Garuda, the carrier of the Lord, glorified the Lord with Vedic hymns by flapping his wings. Garuda appeared to be an inhabitant of the planet known as Kinara Loka. Purport. Generally, the Vishnu form is manifested with 4 hands. Holding 4 objects, namely a conchal, disc, club and lotus flower. However, here Lord Vishnu is described as possessing 8 arms with 8 kinds of weapons. According to Viraraghava Acharya, the conchal and lotus flower are also accepted as weapons. Since the Lord is the supreme controller, whatever is in his hand can be considered a weapon. 4 hands hold 4 kinds of weapons, and the extra 4 hands hold an arrow, a bow, trident, and a snake. Sri Viraraghava Acharya describes the 8 weapons as Sankha Chakra Gada, Padmas, Saringa, Sara, etc. A king is always accompanied by his ministers, secretaries, and commanders. And Lord Vishnu is also accompanied by his followers, the demigods, the great sages, saintly persons, and so on. He is never alone. Consequently, there is no question of the Lord's being impersonal. He is always himself, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And his associates are also persons. From the description given in this verse, Garuda appears to belong to the Kinara planet. The inhabitants of the Kinara planet have the same features as Garuda. Their bodily features are like those of a human being, but they have wings. The word Gita Kirti indicates that the inhabitants of Kinnara Loka are very expert in singing the glories of the Lord. In the Brahma Samhita it is said, Jagat Anda Koti Kotis Svashesha Vasudadi Vibhuti Binam. In each and every universe there are different types of planets, and each planet has distinctive features. On the strength of this verse, we can understand that in Kinnara Loka, the inhabitants can fly with their wings. There is also a planet known as Siddha Loka, where the inhabitants can fly even without wings. Thus, each and every planet has some distinctive facility. That is the beauty of the varied creation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Agyanati Marandasya Agyananya Svakaya Shakshurin Milatam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Om Vishnudai Krishnasthaya Mutanam Shimati Satsvarubdas Khuswami Tinamni Namam Vishnudai Krishnasthaya Mutanam Shimati Bhakti Vyanta Swami Tinamni Namaste Saraswati Devi Horavani Pracharini Nirvishesa Sunyavadi Paschacha Desatarini. So here we have the pastime of the Prashetas, who were, Vidura was further inquiring from the sage Maitreya into the Prashetas, because he was told something before and now he wanted to know more about it. And the Prashetas, they followed the instructions of their father, and while starting their austerities, they had the benefit of meeting Lord Shiva, who gave them prayers that would allow them to come more closer to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In general, Lord Shiva is approached for material benedictions, but Lord Shiva, being the greatest Vaishnava, is very devoted himself to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So to the Prasetas, he gave hymns that would please the Lord. And after many, many years, after 10,000 years, the Prashetas were pleasing the Lord such a way that he appeared in front of them. And of course, when the Lord appears, it's a special happening. It's not something ordinary. The Lord is even it's described here how his helmet is dazzling. Dazzling is a very strong impression, and that's just the helmet of the Lord. What to speak of his lotus face, when we get to see the Lord directly, it is a very, very extraordinary experience. And naturally, that was the reward for the Prashetas after so many years of meditation. And it is even said that in this age of Kali, that same benediction one can beget simply by following the process given by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to us, where in the past thousands or ten thousands of years of austerities had to be done, this can now be achieved even in our short lifetime, simply by following the process of Krishna consciousness. And we have a similar thing happened with Dhruva Maharaj when he was very upset by not being dealt with fairly by his stepmother. Then he approached his mother and he said, you know, what should I do? Because it was not right that he could not approach his father or sit on the lap of his father, or that he wouldn't get the normal affection that the father gives to his son just because his stepmother happened to be the favorite queen of his father. That's why she had so much influence on him, on the father, on Uttanapad, that he was not anymore dealing properly with his son, with Dhruva. And then Dhruva approached his mother and she said, well, there's nothing I can do. And indeed she was in a difficult situation because she was not a favorite queen. So there was not much she could do. But she said, you can go to the forest and you can find the Lord there. Or she said, you can find the Lord, and then where can I find the Lord? So then you can find the Lord in the forest. So then Dhruva went to the forest and was wandering in the forest. And then Narada Muni came to him. And Narada Muni tried to tell him, you know, you're just a little boy, just go back to your mama. And but Dhruva Maharaj was a special Vaishnava, special soul. And he didn't want to go back to his mama. He wanted to have a kingdom bigger as that of his father. So, which was already a great kingdom. He wanted to have a kingdom even bigger than that of his great-grandfather, Lord Brahma. So that was not a small goal. But due to his determination and due to the kindness of Narada Muni, who then instructed him how to get there, basically, how to fulfill his desire to see face to face Supreme Personality of Godhead, he did then such an austerities that even the demigods approached Lord Vishnu and said, we have a problem, we are getting suffocated here in all the living entities of this universe are under pressure, you know, just like when you are in a situation you can hardly breathe. Can happen in the plane, or can happen in some other situations when there is a fire, or when there is it's a very awkward feeling to become Shri Radha Gopinath ki. It's a very awkward feeling to become suffocated, to not because we take it for granted that the air is there, and you know, we can breathe to our full extent, although sometimes in the cities these days it's also a little difficult to breathe to the full extent. So that feeling of suffocation was there, and then Lord Vishnu said, "Don't worry, I will take care of." So then when Dhruva Maharaj was doing his meditation, he saw the Lord in his heart, and very vividly, in the real way, he was closing his eyes, he was in meditation for a long time, and then you know, he saw the Lord, he was in direct contact with the Lord within his heart, and then suddenly his meditation broke, and then he was kind of upset, bewildered, why did the meditation broke? He didn't want it to be broken. So then he opened his eyes, and whatever he saw inside during meditation, he saw in front of him. So then he was very perplexed. That so then he fell down as a rod to the floor, and he you know, embraced the lotus feet of the Lord. And as a young boy, he didn't have so much eloquent things to say, although he wanted to, he had a desire to glorify the Lord. But then when the Lord touched him with his conchal, then suddenly he became well acquainted to speak very nicely and very eloquently. He could then glorify the Lord. So he was doing that, then glorifying the Lord to his full capacity by the mercy of the Lord. And then the Lord was very, very pleased with him, and the Lord wanted to give him everything he wanted. Of course, by that time, you know, he was also purified of his envy towards what was happened towards his stepbrother and stepmother, so because he had achieved something much higher. So even though he started off with a lower desire, he, by his position as a special devotee of the Lord, and by the mercy of the Vaishnavas, by the mercy of Narada Muni, he had achieved something much higher than what he was desiring for. But still, even in this pastime, we see, because of the offense of his stepmother in mistreating Dhruva Maharaj, there was a reaction for them, because the son was, while he was hunting in the forest, the son was killed, and the mother, she went after her. She was so attached to her son, because she wanted her son to become the king, so she was very attached to her son. And so then she went behind him to search for him. She couldn't accept that he was not there anymore. And then she herself got killed into a forest fire. So even though that Dhruva Maharaj by that time had already given up, so to say, his anger towards his stepmother, the reaction for what they did was still there, and as a reaction for what they did, the stepmother got burned into a forest fire, and her son was also killed. So these are all different types of things that go on simultaneously. So for Dhruva Maharaj, the appearance of the Lord in front of him, the appearance of the Lord in his heart, they changed his whole life. Is all and naturally so. It is a great achievement, and it is something that cannot be achieved in an artificial way. It has to be achieved in a real way. The Lord has to be genuinely pleased before he shows himself to a devotee. There has to be the aspect of full surrender, the aspect of love, the aspect of service has to be there in a very steady and genuine way. And the right understanding of associating with devotees, all the different aspects of Krishna consciousness have to be developed in order to get this type of mercy from the Lord. There is also another place in the Bhagavatam where it is discussed that seeing the Lord from a different point of view, like it is said that Shishupal also saw the Lord, but his mood was completely different. He saw the Lord as an enemy, and that is compared to the in the battle of Kurukshetra. It is said that in the battle of Kurukshetra, the soldiers on the side of Duryodhana who saw the Lord and who had some genuine attraction for the Lord's beautiful appearance, because the Lord was there, right there in front of them, on the chariot of Arjuna, and Arjuna was killing so many soldiers, and it is said that the soldiers who saw the Lord and appreciated his beauty, that they, upon leaving their bodies after being shot by an arrow, that they went to the Vaikuntha planets, because they were simply appreciating the beauty of the Lord, and by appreciating the beauty of the Lord, they were resituating their real relationship with, because we are all eternal servants of the Lord. So that connection became again established simply by their favorable attitude towards the Lord. While Shishupal, he saw Krishna as his enemy number one. So there was no neutral or no positive flavor in his emotional relationship with the Lord. And for that reason, he went into a more impersonal situation. It's written here. I will read it. All the warriors who fought against Arjuna, but who were able to see the lotus-like face of the Lord on the battlefront, achieved the abode of the Lord, exactly as the devotees of the Lord do. The words pleasing to the eyes of the seer are very significant. When the warriors from the other side of the battlefield saw Lord Krishna at the front, they appreciated his beauty, and their dormant instinct of love of God was awakened. Shishupal saw the Lord also, but he saw him as his enemy, and his love was not awakened. Therefore, Shishupal achieved oneness with the Lord by merging in the impersonal glare of his body, called the Brahma Jyoti. Others who were in the marginal position, being neither friends nor enemies, but slightly in love of Godhead, by appreciating the beauty of his face, were at once promoted to the spiritual planets, the Vaikunthas. The Lord's personal abode is called Goloka Vrindavan, and the abodes where his plenary expansions reside are called the Vaikunthas, where the Lord is present as Narayan. Love of Godhead is dormant in every living entity, and the entire process of devotional service unto the Lord is meant for awakening this dormant, eternal love of Godhead. But there are degrees of such transcendental awakening. Those whose love of God is awakened to the fullest extent go back to the Goloka Vrindavan planet in the spiritual sky. Whereas persons who have just awakened to love of Godhead by accident or association are transferred to the Vaikuntha planets. Essentially, there is no material difference between Goloka and Vaikuntha, but in the Vaikunthas, the Lord is served in unlimited opulence, whereas in Goloka, the Lord is served in a natural affection. So here the difference is also made between Goloka planets and Vaikuntha planets. And as we know, the Goloka planet is one who has natural devotional affection, like we always give the example of the gopis. They have a direct entrance towards the Goloka planets. And Vaikuntha planet is more in our reverence. It's a different mood. But as it says here, essentially there is no material difference between Goloka and Vaikuntha. So the Lord made a varied creation by so many different planets. Like here it's in the text where Prabhupada speaks about Kinara Loka, where the inhabitants have wings. And then he's also mentioning Siddha Loka, where they obtain siddhas, mystic powers, by which they can move to different planets or on the same planet without wings, just based on the mystic power. It's sometimes could be practical for us also to have, but at the same time it's all the different varieties of Krishna's creation. And just as his incarnations also like here is Lord Vishnu with 8 arms. Usually we know Lord Vishnu with 4 arms. So here Lord Vishnu has 8 arms. But as we know, the Lord has as many incarnations as there are waves in the ocean. So the Lord can manifest Himself in any form He wants, in any variety of form He wants. But this verse speaks especially about the impression the Lord makes and the great mercy for His devotee to be able to come in contact with the personal form of the Lord. There is another place where it is said that some interesting part also is here. That's from Dhruva Maharaj in the purport. So Prabhupada is speaking about the Shyama Sundar form of the Lord within the heart of a devotee is not imaginary. When a devotee becomes mature in his prosecution of devotional service, he sees face to face the same Shyama Sundar he has thought of during the entire course of his devotional service. Since the Supreme Lord is absolute, the form within the heart of a devotee, the form in the temple, and the original form in Vaikuntha, Vrindavan Dham, are all the same. They are non-different from one another. So here Sri Prabhupada is making the point that the Shyama Sundar form in our heart, if we are advanced enough to see Him, and the form of the deity of Srisri Radha Gopinath, they are non-different. They are non-different from one another. So I will stop here. Any comments? Questions? Nadia Bihari, please. Yeah, when I read it, I also thought from my Christian education, I also thought of the angels, but I didn't make any further connection to that. In that sense, you're asking, anybody has some more information on that? I mean, it makes a lot of sense, but since there is planet or there are planets where inhabitants have wings, and obviously it's referring here to a higher planet. Any other? Yes, please. Yeah, he was meditating on Krishna, but in a negative way, as an enemy. So an enemy is somebody you reject. It's not somebody you come close to. It's somebody you want to kill. You want to get rid of him. You want him to be out of your life. So of course, it didn't work with Krishna. So it is he who lost his head, Shishupal. And by Krishna's chakra, at the same time, his soul went into an impersonal, to the Brahma Jyoti or something, as is mentioned there. So it's still, you know, it's still a favorable to be killed by the Lord. It's obviously very favorable. At the same time, he wasn't going to get the same result as somebody who is favorable towards Krishna. So that's the difference they make. I mean, it's also mercy for him to be killed by the chakra of the Lord, but he doesn't get the same level of mercy and favor than somebody who is more dear to the Lord and more favorable to the Lord. That's the difference. But he got his best share he could get for an enemy. Yes. Sure. Little louder so that Nadia Bihari Prabhu can also hear. With black wings. Yes. That the darshan of the Lord is a special favor. That is the and here they are in this verse. They are glorifying the appearance of the Lord. So then I was speaking about different personalities getting darshan of the Lord, and that it is. Summum bonum of the meditation and service that a devotee does, and that there are even, you know, like I mean, like the warriors in the Battle of Kurukshetra. It was much more simple. They were simply appreciating the beauty of Krishna's face, and they got also spiritual benefit, highly spiritual benefit, from positively thinking of seeing the Lord. Yes, Mataji. Yeah, Srila Prabhupada makes the point in the purport that just as, because the stepmother of Dhruva Maharaj, she didn't know that he was such a special bhakta, special devotee of the Lord. So he says, just as somebody who doesn't know gets a reaction, somebody who does the opposite, who does something favorable, hears the holy name during Harinam, eats prasadam, they also get, unknowingly, they get benefit. So you get unknowingly for, you know, misbehaving towards a pure devotee. Let's say, you know, there is a person there and you act very disrespectful to that person. But you may not know that he is a pure devotee of the Lord. Still, you will get a reaction because you acted to that pure devotee. So, as somebody else who, you know, who brings that pure devotee a glass of water and he doesn't even know that he is a pure devotee. So, the one gets severe reaction for doing negative thing, and the other one gets, although being innocent, and the other one being innocent gets a very positive reaction. So this is, that's how Srila Prabhupada explained it. Yeah, so Prabhupada say, you know, you Westerners are not afraid of Maya, and that's our misfortune, that we are, you know, sometimes too insensitive or too casual with things. So it's to misbehave towards devotees is very unfortunate for any of us or anybody who comes closer. That this can sometimes be a reason when somebody is not ready to live in a community with devotees, then they sometimes may be advised to not come and live in the community of devotees, because if one is not ready and one makes, you know, offense after offense, then it's going to be very unfortunate for that person. So in that sense, it can be sometimes, you know, good when devotees really see that this person is not ready to live here, then don't just advise the person to not come and live here in that sense, because, you know, when somebody is not ready, makes offenses, it can have a long after effect to the person's life. Because there are many reasons for coming and living in the association of devotees, but if one is totally not ready for it, then it's also can also be good to wait some longer time and prepare oneself. Garuda appeared to be an inhabitant of the planet known as Kinnara Loka. Yes. Maybe his home is Kinnara Loka, just like your home is in near Hasselt or whatever. So, and but your real home is Radhades. So Garuda's real home is Vaikuntha Loka, but he may come from Kinnara Loka, and then he was chosen by the Lord to be. I don't know exactly, but that could be a way to explain it. Suprabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai.